Remember, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. Good evening, this is Jay Jackson. From the heart of New York's glittering Broadway, the makers of Hallmark greeting cards present a story so real, so human, that you'll almost wish it wouldn't end. When you meet Ed Barlow tonight, we're sure that's the way you'll feel. His real name wasn't Ed Barlow, but he lived this true story. And we're proud to present it to you with the help of the one actor most fitted to play the part, that very distinguished and human American, Raymond Massey. To our Hallmark program, Mr. Massey. We're mighty glad to have you with us again.
I feel as though I should be welcoming you, Mr. Jackson.
Oh, you mean because you've been on our program twice before?
Partly because of that, but mainly because I feel as if tonight's program is my party. You see, the minute I read about Ed Barlow, I wanted to play his part. So I, more or less, invited myself to be here tonight.
Well, we're all glad you did.
I understand that at least one person who actually took part in this true adventure is listening in tonight.
Yes, and we're going to hear from that person a little later. But there's still something we'd like to hear from you, Mr. Massey. From past experience, you know it concerns greeting cards.
From past experience, I know that you're about to tell our friends how to be sure of getting the finest in greeting cards.
Right. By looking on the back for those three identifying words, a Hallmark card, you tell your friends you cared enough to send the very best. And now the makers of Hallmark greeting cards bring you on the Reader's Digest radio edition a superb true story, called in Yankee dialect, Bonus Notch's Pal, and starring Raymond Massey.
I was a passenger on a boat last year, and I spent a few days with a simple man, a man any one of us might know, a man as American as they come. This is the story of a trip he took. He's on the good ship Southern Belle, bound for South America, coming out of New York Harbor in the early evening. At the rail, the man and his wife wave and shout,
"Goodbye!
Goodbye! Goodbye!
You'll leave my chair and it's a great meeting. Goodbye! So long, there, you horsey!
Why, what's the matter, Mother?
They can't hear us. We can't even see them any longer.
I know, Mother. Goodbye! Goodbye! Nice to know they're there, though.
Oh, Ed, I don't dare turn around and look at this big boat. I'm scared of it, Ed.
Now, Mother, don't you worry about anything.
I
let you in on a secret, Mother.
What is it?
I'm scared, too.
It's the nicest thing you could have said, Ed. It brings us together. Do you think any of the people on this boat will speak to us?
Why, Mother, of course they will. I guess they know folks when they see them. Why, I just bet you'd be the most popular woman aboard. Everybody in South Jersey likes you. Why shouldn't they like you on board this ship?
In South Jersey, they know about McCookin. Here, they'll never find out. They've got a fancy chef, and I don't know what all.
Yeah, suppose so. Suppose we'll meet a lot of high society people here. But I've never been scared of people, Mother. People are just folks, that's all. Rich or poor, they're just folks. I like them.
I haven't lived with you all these years without finding out that you like people.
Anytime you get blue, Mother, you just think of why we're on this ship.
It'll be wonderful, won't it, Ed? I mean, when we get to South America and see Tom.
I'll say it will.
Buenas noches, senor.
What's that?
Hello there.
What did you say?
Buenas noches, senor. That is greeting in Spanish.
Well, well, fine. Buenas noches to you, pal.
He's gone.
He heard me. Bonus matches, huh? A greeting. Well, Mother, guess everything's starting off all right. Guess there's nothing to be blue about when folks start greeting us right away.
Come on, Mother. Let's go down to our stateroom and unpack.
Bonus matches.
Good morning.
What?
Oh, hello there. Buenas noches.
Buenas noches? That's a greeting for the evening, you know.
Well, that's a greeting anyway. Morning and evening, what's the difference? Hi, friend. My name is Ed Barlow.
Glad to know you. I'm John Graham.
Proud to know you.
Well, we both seem to be early birds.
I got extra early, so I wouldn't miss my first sun up at sea. Look at that there sun.
Yes, it's beautiful.
Never was anything like it before. And Mother and me never been on a ship before. Matter of fact, we never been anywhere but New Jersey.
Is that so? You know, I noticed you yesterday. Were all those people who saw you off from New Jersey, too?
Yeah, all our neighbors. They all got little farms in South Jersey, just like us, and icy roads and all, they come most 100 miles to see us off.
I think that's wonderful.
Yes, sir. Say, did you ever put up at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel?
Once or twice, why?
Mother and me put up there for a week before we got on this ship. Someplace, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yes, it's a fine hotel.
Yes, sir, someplace.
See here, Mr.
Barlow, but call me Ed, will you?
Why, sure, Ed. My name's John.
That's a good name. Had a boy named John. John died at Iwo Jima.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ed. I'm awful sorry.
Thank you.
Oh, but I was going to say we've got a couple of fellow passengers who are also early risers. You want to come along and meet them?
Why, sure thing.
Well, they're sitting in deck chairs, right over this way. You see them?
Yeah. See, I can walk real good on a deck. It's just a matter of holding your legs apart, ain't it?
That's all. Well, here we are. Good morning, Mrs. Trent.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Graham.
And Senor Ferreira?
Buenos dias, senor.
May I present Mr. Ed Barlow, Mrs. Trent?
How do you do?
Buenos noches, ma'am.
And Senor Ferreira?
Buenos dias, senor.
Buenos noches, pal.
Well, it certainly is one great little old ocean, isn't it?
Oh, yes, senor, but not little.
Oh, well, you got me there, pal. Mrs. Trent, ma'am, I'm sorry Mother isn't along.
Mother?
Sure, Mother. My wife. Oh, Mother wanted to catch a little shut-eye this morning. There's been a lot of fuss and feathers the past week. We've been in New York.
Well, just being there can wear some people out.
You said it, pal, especially in that Waldorf Astoria Hotel. You ever been there, Mrs. Trent?
Well, of course. Naturally.
More carpeting than that hotel. More flunkies in uniform standing around ready to light your cigarettes for you and help you into your coats and open the doors for you. Yes, sirree, some hotel. Mother and I certainly been seeing the world in the past week. This is our first time on a ship, you know, Miss Trent.
Indeed.
Yeah. Pretty solid comfort here. Why, a fella called a steward brought Mother and I our breakfast in bed this morning on a tray. Little lights over the bed to switch on while we at and some class.
Well, of course, this is very nice, but it's scarcely the Queen Mary.
Oh, that's the big one. Well, this is some pumpkins for us. We never could... Oh, well, listen, pals, there's something I got to get off my chest. I don't want to be going around here with you good folks thinking I'm something I ain't. To put it all in a nutshell, Mother and me could never have afforded this trip, never in a million years. It's our boy who's given it to us, Mom. The only child that's left to us since John died.
Well, I'm quite sure, sir, that none of us is interested in prying into your personal life.
Oh, I don't think you're prying, ma'am. I just think that friends ought to know all the important things about each other. My boy, he ain't really a boy, he's 35. For 10 years, he's been down in Peru with an oil company, hundreds of miles up in these Andes Mountains. It's been all that while since we've seen him.
And you're going down to see him now?
Yeah. You know what that boy did? He sent us tickets in the mail and reservations at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel. That's how we come to stay there. And money for new clothes. Now, that was thoughtful. And he just said, come on down.
Why, that's wonderful. I'm so happy that you'll see your boy again.
Yeah? Well, I just thought I'd tell you so you wouldn't think we was big shots. Well, sir, ma'am, I think I'll go downstairs and switch them lights around and wake Mother up. She wouldn't want to miss any more of this beautiful day.
Well, goodbye, Mr. Ed.
Go on, John, and bonus notches, everybody.
Goodbye.
Well. Am I going to have to take my stateroom to avoid this clod and his mother, to whom he seems to be married?
I don't think there's any need of that, Mrs. Trent. He seems to be a very nice chap.
Ah, Senor Ferreira, I want you to know that that person is not a typical American.
So?
No, and as an American, I'm very much embarrassed. Please don't judge our country by a man like this.
So? I did not mind him. I'd be willing to have South Americans judge our country by Bonus Notches?
Bonus Notches. It's a good name for him.
He's the type of man who is American, Mrs. Trent.
I'm glad to hear you say so, senor. Because I liked him.
You are polite, senor.
He has all the virtues which build our country, including the old American trait of being free of pretense.
And do not forget why he is making this trip. Rather touching, is it not?
It certainly is. It touches all of us. Well, all of us who have children. He's won the jackpot.
Well, I wish he were not here. And despite your defense of him, Mr. Graham, I shall avoid him and his mother, or whatever she is, whenever I get the chance. Pure self-defense.
Mother, these friends of mine.
Where?
Right over there. Those folks with their backs towards us.
Oh, Ed. They look so well dressed.
I think he's a remarkable man. You know what I'm going to call him? Bonus Nuts.
Why, they're talking about me, Mother.
I don't think he'll mind that, do you?
No, no. He's a fine man. He'll understand that you say it with affection.
He won't mind. He wouldn't mind anything.
That's Mrs. Trent, Mother. The woman I want you to get to know.
He's a boor. It certainly bothers me to think of a man like that on a voyage to a foreign land. Why, what do the natives of Peru think of us?
I don't think you understand Bonus Nuggets, Mrs. Trent.
Oh, why, you're more sentimental about him than his son is, probably.
Ed, this is terrible.
His son is certainly going to be disappointed when he meets his parents. He hasn't seen them for a long time, so he can think of them as gracious, charming people. But wait. After all, the son must be a worldly man by now. They'll just embarrass him, the poor chap.
Come on, Mother. Let's go downstairs. Don't you take on so, Mother. Don't you bother.
I've been so awful.
Well, Mother, don't take on. There, there, old lady. Don't worry about what she said.
Ed, do you suppose she's right? Do you suppose Tom will be ashamed of
us? No, of course not. Don't cry, Mother. Tom sent for us, didn't he? He's our boy, isn't he? He thought we were good enough for the Waldorf Astoria, didn't he? Any boy you raise, Mother, he stays raised.
Continue with the second act of tonight's story from the pages of the Reader's Digest, America's favorite magazine, presented to you by the makers of Hallmark Cards, America's favorite greeting card. Meantime, let's go back for a moment to the past century. Our scene, a long, low house on the banks of the Seine in Paris. Our characters, Gustave Flaubert, author of Madame Bovary, and a younger man who is ambitious to become a writer. By the dim lamplight, Flaubert is reading a manuscript the other has submitted for criticism. He reads it carefully, thoughtfully. For the great Flaubert himself spends as much as an entire day polishing and perfecting a single, simple phrase. Finally, it's reported, Flaubert looks up with a remark that reveals much concerning his genius. What you have brought me shows a certain intelligence, he says. But take it back and write it again and again and again. Don't forget this, young man. Talent is only inexhaustible patience. The makers of Hallmark cards know that, too. Know that inexhaustible patience and care must go into the expression of even the simplest thoughts to make your greeting warm, sincere, and friendly. You see, the folks at Hallmark aren't making just cards. They're making Hallmark cards. Cards that must say just what you want to say, the way you want to say it. That's why Hallmark cards are America's favorite greeting cards. So remember to look on the back of the card you intend to send. Look for those three words, a Hallmark card. The words that tell your friends you cared enough to send the very best. Now our program continues with Act Two of Bonus Notches Pals, starring Raymond Massey.
Ship pushed on southward in the Atlantic. Ed Barlow, Bonus Notches, soon became everybody's friend. And his wife, too, was happy on shipboard. But in their stateroom, sometimes there was fear.
Ed, sometimes I wish we hadn't come.
Now, Mother, I don't see why you should feel like that.
I can't get over what that woman said.
That woman wouldn't stack up as a good neighbor, Mother.
Maybe. But it's true we haven't seen Tom for 10 years. He's grown away from the farm. Maybe he's grown away from us.
Don't you ever think it, Mother. Why, look here. I wanted Tom to grow away from the farm.
I know you did. Don't think I've got a short memory, Ed. I can remember how it was when Tom was ready for college and the farm was poorly. I remember how folks said Tom ought to stay home and help you. And I remember how you wouldn't let him. I ain't forgot how you hired out Knight as carpenter just so as you could help Tom through school.
Shucks, Mother. Any man would do that for his boy. Besides, Tom earned his own way through school.
I know, but you helped. You sacrificed. And now he's been with folks that's different from us. Will he like us after all this time?
Mother, you know what I do?
Yes, Ed, I know what you do. I know everything you're going to say before you say it. You'd write this worry down on a piece of paper.
Well, I would. And then I'd put it away for one week.
I know.
And then I'd take it out and look at it and laugh to think I ever worried about such a thing.
I know, I know. You've said that about every worry we've had in 36 years. You're a good man, Ed.
And you, Mother. You ain't as young as you used to be, but you're just as pretty.
Oh, go on with you, Ed Barlow.
Bonus Notches. Bonus
Notches. Hello, John. Come in.
Oh, you come on out, both of you. We're passing land.
No fooling.
Say, I want to see this. Come on, Mother.
Oh, no. You two go. I'll be along. But if we're passing land, I want to fix up my hair before I go on deck.
Don't women beat all low? Come on, John. Well, certainly will seem good to see land.
Well, it's in the distance, but you can see it. There it is. You see it?
Well, why say, that's perfectly clear.
I thought you wouldn't want to miss it.
Why? What place is that, anyhow?
San Salvador.
San Salvador. Mm-hmm. Well, don't that beat all. Imagine me, Ed Barlow, looking at a place with a fancy name like that, San Salvador.
That's the place you know where Columbus first landed.
Why, I thought it sounded familiar. My gosh, Columbus, eh?
Hello, hello. Looking at San Salvador, huh?
Bonus notches, Mr. Ferreira. San Salvador is a Spanish name, ain't it?
That is right.
I thought so. And that's where Columbus landed.
Yes.
Mr. Ferreira, you're a Spaniard. And I want to congratulate you, pal. I want to congratulate you heartily on San Salvador and on Columbus.
Well, we're going to come to the Panama Canal today.
Yes, I know, John.
I thought I might tell you a few things about it before we reach there.
Why, I'd be mighty proud to learn anything I can.
Well, for example, the canal is 40 miles long. It's a fraction over 40 miles.
Uh-huh.
And to go through that 40-mile stretch of canal, we'll go through a series of locks.
I know that, yeah.
I'm not quite sure how many locks. It'd be interesting to know how they operate.
Oh, don't you know? Why, these locks are filled and emptied, too, through culverts.
What?
The larger culverts are controlled by large valves near the gate.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. I was going to tell you all about the Panama Canal. Now, here you are telling me all about it.
Oh, shucks, it's just something I learned from the ambassador.
But you've been talking to the ambassador?
Yes.
But he's kept to himself all during this voyage.
Sure, but I found myself standing at the river right beside him. I thought to myself, he's an American, ain't he? And so am I. And we're coming to the Panama Canal. And that's a great American achievement that I'm ashamed to say I didn't know much about. So I said to the ambassador, look, Mr. Ambassador, would you please tell me how the Panama Canal operates?
My goodness, and he told you? So what are you laughing at?
He didn't know either. So we went off to the ship library together and looked it up in the encyclopedia.
My sake's alive. It's hot.
Yeah, Mother, sure is. After all, we're anchored off Ecuador, and that place gets its name from the equator.
I'm just dying.
You want to come on deck, Mother?
Well, not me.
You know, I think I'll go mosey around.
Oh, what are you up to now?
Well, they got some native folks loading bananas in the hold. Pretty unusual-looking fellas. Cloth around their waist and gold earrings on. Think I'll run down and have a visit with them.
Oh.
here, now go. Have a little lunch for yourself, Manuel.
Gracias, senor.
Hey there. Buenas noches, senor.
Eh? Hola. Buenos dias.
Gonna have lunch now, huh?
No comprendo.
Don't get your language, pal, but I don't suppose you get mine. Mind if I sit down?
Yo no comprendo.
Hey, don't shrink away from me. I'm just plain Ed Barlow. Say, I'm interested in folks' eating habits. Can you tell me what's in that sandwich there?
Usted me señala el sandwich. Tiene usted hambre?
Well, now, I suppose that just because we speak different languages, most folks say we couldn't get along together, but I bet we can get around it. See where I'm pointing. Your sandwich. Yeah. Now, in the USA, a fellow with a job like yours maybe have ham in that sandwich. I'm wondering what you got there.
Ay, pobre hombre. Usted tiene hambre. Pues tenga. Tome un bocado.
Oh, my gosh. You think I want to eat it, don't you? Well, neighbor, it's mighty nice of you to offer it to me. I think I'll just try a bite.
Come todo el sandwich. Yo tengo otro.
See? The stuff in this sandwich don't make the day any cooler, does it? Tasty, though.
You understand, man?
You know, it just goes to show you. Here we are sitting together, and we can't understand a word we're saying to each other, and still in all we get along. Good neighbors, that's what we are. How about that?
Bien, señor, bien. Si usted no se come el resto de este sandwich, me lo comeré yo.
It's the same the world over. You're from Ecuador, I'm from South Jersey. But we both got to eat and make a dollar and have people to love us and people for us to love. Viva Ecuador! Viva the United States! Viva us!
Viva! Viva!
Yes, Ed. Here I am at the rail.
Mother, I've been talking to a Spanish gentleman down the hole.
Why, Ed, what have you got on your ears?
Earrings.
Oh, well, I never.
The Spanish gentleman give them to me.
Oh, my goodness. How did you ever understand each other, you and him?
We spoke the same language. We were both hungry, and we were both anxious to be friends, and we both had pictures of our kids. You know, he had a picture of one little tyke was as handsome as Tom used to be, almost.
And he spoke English?
No, we spoke human, both of us.
Land's sake, Ed, you are a remarkable man.
Here, Mother. You take these earrings. They look better on you.
I should say so.
Look at that water.
Yes.
That's the Pacific.
Yes.
The same water they have around Iwo Jima, Mother.
I've been thinking the same thing, Ed. It brings me close to John. Seeing the water they got killed in.
Mother.
Yes, Ed?
Hold my hand, Mother. Hold my hand. Let's look down at that water together. Peaceful now, ain't it?
Are the others here?
Oh, they are coming.
I'll be so sorry to see Bonus Nazis and Mother leave this boat.
Yes. You think their son will appreciate them?
I hope so. He'd better.
All ashore! Line up at the gangplank! All ashore!
Well, Mother, here it is. Here's where we meet the boys.
Ed, I'm still afraid.
Oh, shucks now. Tom's a good son. He loves you.
I hope he don't think we're a couple of old hicks.
Now, Mother, don't you worry.
Mr. Bonus Notches.
Oh, Mrs. Trent.
And Mrs. Bonus Notches, I understand you're leaving the ship here.
Yes, that's right.
Well, I can't let you go without apologizing.
Well, now, Mrs. Trent, I don't think there's any need.
Oh, yes, there is need. I know you overheard what I said on the first day of this voyage.
Well, I'm bound to say I didn't like Mother hearing it. I didn't mind for myself, but Mother...
I know, and I want to apologize. I'm a prideful woman. This isn't easy for me to do. But I've been watching you people. You've made the trip a happy one for so many of the passengers. It's my loss, not yours, that I cut myself off from you. And I want to say I'm sorry.
It's all right, Mrs. Trent.
I'm proud to have you say things like that to us, Mrs. Trent.
Well, I had to say these things before I could let you go. Goodbye.
Bonus notches.
Ed...
Yes, Mother?
I'm not afraid anymore. I know Tom will welcome us.
I know he won't mind if we're not very high toned.
That's the talk, Mother.
All right, start filing down the gangway now.
Come on, Mother.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't stop. Wait.
Why, here comes John Graham.
And Mr. Ferrara.
Yes,
himself and Ferrara and the ambassador and everybody else.
Will you hurry down the gangway, please?
We haven't got time to say what's in our hearts, but we love you both. And we want you, Mother, to take this basket of fruit with you and show your son what all your fellow passengers think of the best people on this ship.
Why? Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
Why, we're mighty happy, folks. This is wonderful.
Goodbye. Have a wonderful time.
Moon adventures, everybody. Come on, Mother. Guru, Tom.
Say, Ed, isn't that Tom down there in the crowd waving at us?
It is. It is.
Tom!
Hello, Tom! Moon adventures, son!
Gentlemen, Raymond Massey will return in just a moment. But first, let us remind you that this Sunday is Mother's Day. In honor of that day, the folks who make Hallmark cards have written a special tribute that we would like to dedicate to mothers everywhere. Mother's Day, how much it means each year to have one day that's specially meant to be a day to tell my mother once again how very much she's always meant to me. A day to thank her for the things she's done, and make up for things I've failed to do. Mother's Day, how much it means to me. How much I know it means to Mother, too. Now again, here's Raymond Massey. Thank you, Mr. Massey, for a great performance.
I wouldn't have missed it. I have an idea that when men like Bonus Notches no longer live in the United States, the country won't be worth much.
Well, that's just what Dorothy Walworth wrote us. I think you'd be interested in her letter. She said, "This story is absolutely true. I was on that ship, and I can still see Bonus Notches and Mother going down that gangplank. It seemed just then that we, citizens of a dozen countries on two continents, all belonged to one country, the nation of fathers and mothers. We held a single, simple creed, our children. We shared a common destiny, to love and hope we were loved in return, and never in our heart of hearts to be quite sure."
Only a man like Bonus Notches could be sure. That puts Bonus Notches right up on top with the wonderful true stories the Hallmark program is famous for.
Well, if you like stories from real life, then listen next week.
What have you got?
A rip-snorting, hair-raising story right out of Texas about a man and a pack of hounds and a girl he thought more of than those hounds, almost.
Who's the lead?
Burgess Meredith.
Fine.
You'll hear him in the most unusual role he's ever played next Thursday night when the makers of Hallmark greeting cards bring you another great true life story entitled A Hound Dog Man. In tonight's story, Raymond Massey was supported by Leora Thatcher in the role of Mother. Bonus Notches Cow was dramatized by Robert Cannadella and was based on a true story by Dorothy Walworth as it appeared in the Reader's Digest, America's favorite magazine. The Hallmark program was directed by Mark Sloan, with music especially composed by Jack Miller. To be doubly sure of the finest quality, always look on the back of your cards for those three identifying words, a Hallmark card. Hallmark cards are sold only in stores that have been carefully selected to give you expert and friendly service. Remember, Hallmark cards when you care enough to send the very best. Now, this is Jay Jackson saying goodnight to you all until next week at the same time, when our story will be A Hound Dog Man, starring Burgess Meredith. Other stars soon to appear on your Hallmark program include Luana Patton, Roger Pryor, and William Powell. This is CBS, where 99 million people gather every week, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This is KMBC, Kansas City, Missouri. Earl Smith and the news after the tsunami.